Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
Finesse 2 times.
Hey. Okay, look at him. Slip right in there.
Slip right in there.
Yeah, okay. Most definitely.
As we record this, we're recovering from last night's activities. But I was like, Finesse 2 times is here. This is the day he could do it. Let's get to work.
Yes, right. Let's go.
So we appreciate you for that.
I was excited.
Okay.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
You ready for lip service?
You ready to open up?
I'm a Gemini.
Okay. Speaking of Finesse 2 times, you do be finessing these women, it seems like.
I used to.
Oh, is this all past tense?
Yeah. I done had to switch it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Because, like, I had to grow. I had to get out here and understand, like, I ain't who I used to be. So.
I like that.
Growth is good.
No, I think that's a good thing because, and I was thinking about it too, right? Because you were locked up, you know, in and out of jail since you were 14, but now you're never going back.
Right.
But maybe there was a situation, because I think sometimes when people get locked up, it's hard when people aren't there for you.
Right.
So what was your experience like with women, you know, like where
that was it. That was a major part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, even like when it comes to relatives, I'm going to say that. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? It was like, they can't do it. I know they ain't going to do it.
Right.
Mm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then growing up where I come from is like being hard on women and pimping is like selling weed.
Mm-hmm. So it's like... It's common. It's normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like you see it every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it is an environmental thing, right? Yeah. Like the way that you see other people, treat people, you grow up thinking this is the norm. So what made you start realizing that you had to grow and evolve from that?
In order to be who I wanted to be, like in order to like become who I wanted to become, I knew that having the type of mind frame that I had, that I wasn't going to get there. Mm-hmm. So I knew in order to change, like if I was going to do one thing right, I was going to do everything right. So that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, well, so we'd love to hear that.
Yes. So.
Now, out of state, let's talk about that song for a second.
Right.
So when you do meet a nice young lady,
right?
A nice young lady. do you have the need for a contract or anything like that? Or what do you do to ensure that it doesn't get out there? Or that?
Yeah, do you have them sign an NDA?
I ain't never did it.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. But it's been something that I'm starting to like lean toward because certain things been happening around me, not to me, but like around me to certain people, and I'm like, maybe we need to start making motherfuckers do this, because like this ain't right.
Mm. What's your situation now?
I got a situation.
What is it?
You know, I'm in a polygamy. I gotta have more than one woman.
But they know about each other.
Yeah, they got, no, we stay together.
Oh. How many women?
Three.
Oh.
Oh. So finesse three times.
Okay.
You finesse time.
How did you present this situation to them? Like, did you sit them down together? Was it first one?
I ain't gonna lie. One of them, well, two of them, I did them wrong. I kind of just threw it on them.
Like, what does that mean?
You and you. Come on.
Yeah, like this is what it is. This is
exactly.
If you go,
you know, you have a birthday party and two people show up, like, and then you're like, well.
Yeah. Like, hey, I accept what come with you, you gonna accept what come with me.
How did they take it?
Like an awe moment, but at the same time, I'm such a gentleman, ladies, man. It was kinda easy. And I done had all of them to tell me that separately. Like, they like, it's kinda easy to accept what come with you because you're so like humble and so down to earth, like, it's kind of easy. So, like, I don't ask for number help.
So, two wasn't enough? You had to add a third?
No, I need a lot of women.
Would you need more than three? Would you add more?
Nah, that's about enough. I'd be catching hell.
They get along? They're friends?
I mean, it's kind of, you got the...
Do you have a favorite?
He does.
Okay.
I can't.
Usually,
it's the first wife.
Nah. I can honestly say that she cracked it off. Like, she was okay. She was the one made me feel like it was okay for me to want it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like it was weird at first. Like, I ain't no woman gonna accept it. But then I thought about my past life. But then I thought about women ain't gonna accept it. Like, it's a difference between being a hoe and a woman. So I'm like, you know, a hoe gonna accept it because it's their job, you know, to accept other hoes. But it ain't a woman's job to accept other women. So for me to present that, it was kind of like weird, you know what I'm saying? So for her to tell me, like, hey, I want a girlfriend, it like.
Gigi used to say that. Like Gigi looked, like, at, she looked
she
down
was
like
I want you to find us a girlfriend. I was like, you
there
see
was
it, like.
Time. Yeah. There was a time when I was in a relationship, I wanted a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out.
But see, I was with it.
He was with it too, but we just never made it happen.
They didn't find the right person.
We just ended up breaking up anyway. But I guess I'm technically bisexual, but I would never be in a relationship with a woman. I just like having sex with girls. That's all.
Okay.
I like having sex with girls and guys at the same time. It's
yes, that's
like
cool. That's
like threesomes
amazing.
Are amazing, yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah.
But you think moving forward, is it something you would consider? Like, if you were talking to a guy, like how finessed his
three,
like, if you were talking to a guy and then he was like, oh, and she came in with
possible.
Us. Okay.
So she's open to it. I like
that.
What's the sex life? Are we
going to bed?
Yeah, are we always?
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to tell you. You got to have a big bed.
Y'all sleep just, okay, no sex.
California King
or
bigger?
Sleep in the bed
bigger.
Together?
Like, that's custom. All right.
He said it's all right.
It's custom. You had to get custom beds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all all sleep in the bed together?
Yes.
Okay. And then, in terms of sex, is it?
They periods be going at the same time.
How's the run that time of the month?
That's the first thing I thought,
right.
Too.
Right. I was, too. Because
when you around women, y'all sync up.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't understand it.
Because you're not a woman, so you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't understand it either.
And we are women, exactly. But, I mean, I grew up in a house full of women. I have a lot of sisters, and our period will always come on at the same time.
Now, do they all have to be only with you?
Right.
Of course, we're in a relationship. I got to be only with them.
Okay.
But what about with each other?
Because sometimes people have open relationships.
What about with each other?
Yes.
Like, they mess around on the side when you're not around.
That's cool.
That's fine.
You're cool
with that. But just no other men.
So it's cool for us to say, all right, they sleep. Let's go in the guest room. Okay.
But what if they want to be with other women, too, outside of
it's
that?
It's a relationship.
So no other women, and they can't be with other men either?
Hell no.
Why you say hell no?
Because it's a relationship. Like, you don't
supposed
to be
committed to the situation.
No, but if
the situation. That's why it's called what it's called.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's just like religion and Islam. Like, that's why it's called what it's called.
Would you marry them?
I mean, that's against the law, technically. Yeah.
You can only marry one person.
But, here. No, you can't.
In the United States?
Well, no, not in the United States.
No,
you can't.
Well, no, in other countries.
Yeah,
and also,
I will consider later.
If y'all converted to Muslim, then you could, in Muslim faith, marry more than one woman. But it's against the law in the United States. It's adultery.
Okay. Well, if it made it that far, then I'll.
Yeah.
Do you ever not feel like having sex?
Yes.
You be tired?
He said yes.
Yes. That's
so three fast. Women. You're like, I be working.
I got to satisfy everybody.
That's a lot. Sounds like a lot.
Somebody always getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
Nah, everybody want it once a day.
I'll be like, let me go first.
Once a day.
Please.
Right.
Let me go first.
Train on him.
Let me go first.
Would they be okay, like, if you take one, like, do you go out, take all three of them out on dates together?
Yeah. Or separate dates?
Would it be okay if you go on separate dates with each? Like, how do
it's cool.
Oh, they cool with that?
But you know, sometimes it get kind of, you got to build it up to it. Sometimes it get kind of like the ones like, okay, when I was learning this thing and when I first came home, you know, I only been out like 8.5 months now. So when I first came home and me and the first girl started, it was kind of like I was new to how to treat women, getting to know how to treat women. I never knew how to treat a woman in my life.
But
I always knew how to talk to women. Mm-hmm. But I never knew, like I knew how to, like, I always had the gift of gab, but I ain't never knew how to, like...
Action speak way louder.
What do you mean by treat them? You didn't know how to... What do you mean by treat them?
I didn't know how to treat a woman. Like
what to do?
I knew how to woo them.
You didn't know to, like, walk on the outside of the sidewalk.
Open doors.
Yeah. Things like that.
Yeah, I didn't know how to do that. So I had to learn, like, over the years, like, this is how you treat a woman. Like,
okay.
This is how you know what I'm saying? So I started doing it.
How did you learn? How would you say you learned?
Right.
Did they tell you? Did they teach you? Did they...
Nah, or it's like, it's common sense for real.
Okay.
Yeah, it's common sense for real. Like, when you think about it, like, and a woman will tell you what they want.
Absolutely. Right. Did you know how to eat pussy?
I did when I was young.
Okay.
I learned.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Nah, go.
We want to hear your answer.
I want to hear your answer first.
I learned when I got older.
Okay. So when you were young, you didn't really do it.
Yeah. I knew I wasn't nothing when I was young, and I was ashamed to ask. Mm-hmm. You know, to teach me how to do it, so I just stayed away from it. Mm. Until I went and did a 3.5 year bid, and I was like, "Man, I get out, I'm eating some ass and everything."
Ass, everything.
Yeah,
like, up the groceries, okay?
Everything. Like when I come home, it's up.
And I know you said you met a lot of solid people while you were locked up. So is that conversation y'all had? Like, did you know? Because I can imagine
you had them type of conversation. Like, yeah, like, man, hey man, you seen that bitch on such such, or that girl on something? My boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, especially the guys who've been gone for a long time, and you know what I'm saying? Yo, we had them conversations.
Did you have phone sex while you were in jail?
Most definitely. Mm.
How do you? So, but is it like, is it private enough to be able to do that?
Oh no, see, I'm talking about the cell phone.
Oh, I'm supposed to do that? Okay.
Well, he did the time.
I know. Yeah. So would you be in there whispering like, okay?
Nah, I make my silly get out.
Okay.
And put some against the door. And you know, different jails form different ways. You got open dorms in some places where you write, and ain't no privacy. Mm-hmm. I never jailed her. They had to send me to a max. I need my privacy. I got jack off 2-3 times a day.
When I was in jail, I was in there.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I know
you need three women.
Yeah,
on Rikers Island, their only women's facility, Rosie's house, unless you in PC, it's a dorm. So when I was there, I was in a dorm. It was a big ass room with like 50 cots and little dressers and little.
So you was in an open dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can't jail.
I mean, I was
can't
only there for 90 days,
like,
but
that's a, 90 days is long.
That's long.
Right.
That's long.
I don't think I could do an hour.
I can't do. They put me in an open dorm the next morning. I was like, I'm gone. Like, y'all put me in a hole or in another part.
Damn, you rather go to the hole?
Yeah, I'm a dog. I love the hole. That's one of my favorite.
Tell
spots.
Me what
I've
you
never
love.
Heard anybody
yeah,
say
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
right.
Though. Tell me what you love about the hole.
I'm in there
the
by
privacy.
Myself.
And you had the phone.
I could think. Nah, I ain't got no phone.
Ain't no phone. Okay, I'm just wondering.
I can get one, but it'll be hard. And it'll be hard. You got to trust a lot of niggas. You know, ain't trying to do that. But anyway, for the sanity, the privacy, just to be able to do whatever and think however. And you know what I'm saying?
So did you write while you was in the hole?
That's the best times to write.
Okay. Like, clear mind.
Yeah, it's privacy. Ain't nothing going on. You just,
no,
it's just you and the walls.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think your biggest hit is to date?
Back in, right now.
Where did you write that?
In jail.
Okay. Mm.
Everything I done released was wrote in jail.
Okay.
Mm. Everything I done released so far.
Okay.
And then when you came back home this last time, right, you did like manage to mend a lot of things, right. Mend a lot of relationships. So was that something you were working on before you came home?
Yeah. I had to. I had to get my mind together for it. Like, it was something different. It was something I knew I had to do, like I said, to be who I wanted to be. I had to do that shit. Like, if you're going to do something right, you got to do everything right. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to do this right, but fuck that.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen like that. You know what I'm saying? So me, I feel like if I'm going to do this right, I'm going to do that right. I'm going to do that right, and I'm going to do that right. Only if it could be done right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker let me do what I need to do, I'm going to do the right thing.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this post, because people were talking about how your boy got out.
Right.
And then you gave him money.
Right.
And so they were like, oh, that wasn't enough, blah, blah, blah. And then some people were like, look, that ain't all he's giving him, and I'm sure he's going to take care of him. So explain that, because I saw a lot of people commenting.
What they got, like, mixed and screwed is that I didn't say that he took a charge from me and went and did 10, 11 years for me. I said that he did 10 years, and while we was incarcerated, together, me and him, we were cellies. And when they kicked the door in, I had some illegal shit in the cell, and he took the charge for me that. In jail.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Got it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I got it.
So that was a sign of loyalty for me. Right. Like, that, I seek that. Like, if any time you going to push your time back from getting to your family and your kids to say, hey, bro, like, see, I respect position. Mm-hmm. And to me, he showed me that he respected position. Like, I know you bigger than I am, and you mean more to the community than me. And he know what type of mind frame I got as far as giving back, mm-hmm, and everything. So, and I'm going to take care of him, heels, and whatever else. Yeah. So, you know, when we had that bond, like, before that, you see what I'm saying, we done had standoff with a couple dudes, like, and it's like, man, it's going to be us against, you know, like, but to say, to answer your question, that was the situation. It was never a situation where, like, he went and did some time for
me. How much time got added to his, for doing it?
60 days.
Oh, that okay. Worked.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But still, I don't want to do it.
But it was 60 right, days away, like, you got to understand, me and Jay Prince, I already had a lot going on, mm-hmm, through contracts and everything over the phone. So I had a set date to go home that we had put a lot of things together. Yeah. So it meant a lot for me to, right, for him to say, bro, I'm going to do that without me asking.
Okay.
Like, we get the write-up, and next thing I know, I'm like, damn, I'm finna have to call these boys and break it down to them what happened.
He's like,
boy, you going home, boy. I'm going to take that, boy. You ain't finna nod, boy.
Yeah,
like, you going out there, boy. Right. I'm going to take that. So
that's
I'm like,
dope.
Damn, for that's real.
Dope.
Like,
yeah.
Where's he from?
He from Houston.
Okay.
And
okay,
while I was going. So it all okay made sense. So
like, you got right on that private jet when you got out.
Bingo.
Talk to us about that first day.
You know, I had never flew.
Ever?
That was my first time ever flying.
Oh, you spoiled.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell.
Like, I can't
right
do this.
Yeah, we're
not. Right. Right. Right.
You ain't getting in nobody's. Yeah, you ain't sitting by nobody's wing.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't without it. But I'm still humble. But it was a blast, though.
Yeah.
I can barely remember this. It was such, like, I wouldn't even hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it was crazy, but yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And I've heard this from people before. They feel like getting locked up could have been a positive thing for them because who knows where they would end up. Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
I feel all the time I feel like that.
If if you're dealing with a person who want to learn, somebody that's tired, somebody who tired of going in and out of there, because you got motherfuckers who 50 still don't get it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got niggas in jail. Like, I done met niggas in jail 46, 47 years old. Tell you, I ain't going to lie, boy, I get back out there, boy, I'm going to give me some bricks.
Yeah. God
damn, like, OG. Damn. Like, damn, well, OG, you ain't
you better pick up some real like, oh, bricks and some mortar.
So it still take a certain type of mentality, certain type of man, some, you know what I'm saying, to click up here. But maybe it's because how the system set up.
Right.
Like, because nowadays, you could be selling dope and get caught and tell on another nigga and get out.
That's a fact.
So I'm talking about consistently.
Right.
Like, every time you get caught, they like, God damn, now who you got for us?
Right.
You know?
It's a job. Somebody gotta do it.
Just make a career out of it.
Yo, you funny.
I'm telling you.
You funny.
For real, I'm telling you. But
wow.
Maybe that's why it's so easy for niggas to, but a nigga like me, like, I ain't fuck that. I'm tired.
I feel like it's hard to break cycles, though, right? So, like, you think about even, like, maybe in your own life, you keep doing the same thing over and over. You kind of, you're trying to work on it, but it could be the same thing about going in and out of jail. Like, it's all you know.
It's something, yeah.
It's like, all right, what else I'm going to do? Like,
I said this maybe two or three times within the last two, 3 days. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a difference between being in a dark place and being free.
Right.
Than being in a dark place and being locked up. I'd rather be homeless than in jail. Because out here, you got a chance. You can get your dust ass up and go do something with yourself.
Right. Why gotta be
if
dusty?
You put your mind, because that's what you've been. Your mentality and everything. You see what I'm saying? You can actually get
your dusty
up.
Ass up.
go,
that's funny. That's
I know you had them in there cracking up.
You know
they miss you, huh?
Fucking joke.
You can get up and do, but in jail, you can't do nothing. You just got to get up and do what you told and do what you can and do to survive. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my outlook on this shit. Like, fuck that.
Dusty.
Get your dusty ass up.
Dusty ass up. I haven't heard that in so long.
Now, what's the best gift you ever got from a woman?
It was a ring.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of money, though. And besides that, like...
Two girlfriends? A gift, three girlfriends?
A gift?
Yeah.
Like,
a watch?
Oh, no, 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 no. Something real special. It was special to me. I got recently from one of my girls. She gave me, it's like this thing, like it's shaped like a heart.
Mm-hmm.
And she know my grandma did it to me. She got, it's like a little heart, and it got a glass, and it's a little thing you can sit on top of with a light.
Oh, that's, I know what you're talking about. It's like a crystal thing, and it has a, and then you could turn it, plug it in, and it could like,
and she was like, you know, I know it ain't.
That's, you know, thoughtful.
Like, that's it's the thoughtful. Sentimental that's gifts mean. That mean a lot, that really mean the most.
Most definitely.
In my personal opinion, because especially somebody in your stature, you can buy anything you want.
Bingo.
So something that has meaning behind it will always trump something that costs
a
lot of money.
Right, right. And that's what she did for me, and that meant a lot. So
that's good. Yeah.
That's probably his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
You don't want to say it.
Are
your girlfriends, are they competitive with each other? For you? Because I could imagine that.
I think with sex.
Okay.
When it comes to sex, like, I noticed that during oral sex, like, okay, you doing something different than you weren't doing with just me and you. But now it's both of y'all, you putting the extra oomph on it. You trying to...
Making your
Hold on. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to...
That's you know? I guess that makes sense. I guess women, we can't be competitive. So I can see... Hey. Yeah, I can see that.
So if all three of y'all having sex at once...
Four.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all four of you. So that it's like a... Like, what do you know?
Is somebody watching?
No, everybody is just two. It's one on one. Then I get her and then she'll get her.
That sounds like a lot of work, y'all.
So it's like two of them together while you got one.
You got to get you some Y'all seen
some help,
the honey?
Some help.
No, you honey pack?
Yeah.
You be on a honey pack?
And you got to put it in the Casamigo.
Oh, my God.
Reposado.
Y'all
oh,
seen my TikTok? I got a TikTok where I put the honey on my KFC.
Oh, my God.
Not
Jesus.
The biscuits.
What?
Well, he needs it. You got to be exhausted.
So I know.
You eat all three of their pussy.
No, they like to eat each other's ass.
Mm. Oh. He eat ass now, too, though. So let's not forget that.
I will now.
I will now.
Your tongue in it and everything.
Yeah.
He looked at you and said, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What happens if you come, like, do you ever accidentally come? You know, you're trying to hold it, and then you'd be like, fuck.
Ah.
I ain't really perform my best performance.
Right.
No, because, see, I'm a jailhouse nigga. Like, I know what I got to do. I'm going to go jack that dick off before I go in there. Mm-hmm. If I know I'm coming to show out, like, okay, if it's a quickie, we can get this over with. Brr, boom. But if I'm first impression, and like if I know, all right, boom, it's time to show out tonight. It's been a while. It's time to go. Then, yeah, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get that first one off. And then it's time.
Wow. I feel like a lot of men do that because I've heard Brian say that before. Yeah. Okay,
all right. Or drink a lot. Or you got to piss. Mm-hmm. Or you won't feel it. That's good, too.
Have you ever not been able to come because you drank too much or maybe... The honey
like,
pack.
Won't get hard or
no,
can't come.
Like, you just can't come.
No, I'm going to bust this shit. I'm going to nut now. I'm on nut. I ain't never did that one to the point where I just can't nut. Nah.
That sounds like a lot of work, man.
It does. It does.
Three?
Yeah. Damn. So wait, I would be pissed like if it's my turn and you came. Like, nah.
That's why I said you got to go
run
first.
Run that back.
You got to go first.
What you mean?
Yeah, but like, that's what I'm saying. You got, it makes sense. Like, she like to come off here. She like to come like this. Got so. Him. I got one of them, she always say, I'm one and done.
Okay.
Okay. Like, so I can relate to that.
Yeah, that'd be
fair.
So she'll get hers and go to sleep. So now it's just me and the other two. And if I'm asleep, it's just them. You get it? So it's just a mix.
Yeah, it works
just,
out.
Yeah. Now, do you talk to other women besides the three of them?
I have, but I'm slowing down. Like, I'm the type of dude, like, you got to accept what you give. So, like, if you want this shit, you know what I'm saying? You can give it. But if you don't want this shit, don't give it. So, like...
What's good for the goose is good for the game.
Yeah.
Do any of them ever
I respect them because they understand, like, we know you fresh out. It's a lot of shit you ain't did, a lot of women you ain't.
Right.
So, go ahead, play. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't embarrass us. Like,
yeah, that's noticed that. your bracelet is handcuffs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw when you got that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, have any of them ever broken up with you?
Yeah, I be breaking up with them. I just
you be breaking up with them?
You know what? I put one of their ass out by 2 days.
For what?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Nah. For what?
The one that's one and done. My ass finna be one and done.
Oh, wow, what you
Lord,
do?
Lord, baby.
Girl. Yeah, for
just,
what?
Just bucking. Bucking, doing too much. You know, I still like her, but you know, she got to pick down what I put up. She got to pick up what I put down.
She's the feisty one?
No, she's just young.
Okay. So she's not done though, right? She can come back or?
She's still around.
It depends on how baby feels.
You know what?
Like, and you know, baby like her. And you know, she probably in there laughing right now. She want me to accept her back. But
So they fighting for each other. Like, come on, let her back.
She holding
down. I called her cheating on me.
She texting about
your
back.
I put her out one time, and get what? They at the restaurant with each other.
They teamed up on your ass.
Yeah. Then they played me.
She took her back.
No, she
said,
played
I'm
me.
Done,
this is how they played
done.
Me. This is how they played me. She said she wanted to come back home. So I said, all right, well, get your ass to the house right now. 2 minutes later, here she come, FaceTime. I said, hello. And here she is right here next to her. I said, all y'all plotted on me. You know,
but you don't together.
So you know, three
together.
Women, you can plan to be out with it, but you know, I got a couple brothers, they players, so they keep me on my toes.
How did you find out she was cheating?
No, she was cheating.
No, but each other, the women.
If it's us three, and I dump you,
and you still
don't
talking to her,
meet up with you know well.
Yeah,
that's cheating.
Yeah,
he's just being
you.
Funny. He don't really mean it. He really like it. He really like it. It was like. No, not cheating like that. He wouldn't be laughing if it was a real cheat.
All right, keep it real. You do really like it.
I like it. Look at him.
He like a little kid. He like that shit. Okay, so what's the rules about buying gifts, right? Like, if you get one of them a bag,
everybody get a bag.
You got to get bags.
Like I said, like, see, one thing y'all got to understand, I'm glad we had these interviews because, like, I always wanted to separate my music from my personal life. Mm-hmm. I understand the difference between a woman and a hoe.
Okay.
And I'm going to try you like that. I'm going to put you all the way to the test to see if you would do some whole shit.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to put you all the way out there. I'm going to have niggas reach out with 40, 50,000, 60,000.
Oh, you be trying to set them up?
Like, yes, I'm going to play.
So that's called...
I'm going to see if you a hoe.
That's entrapment.
That's manipulation.
That is entrapment.
I don't care.
I don't care.
What if she be like, I knew you was doing that.
No,
that's why I did it.
You ain't know shit.
So you really done caught women like that?
Yeah, it's a traditional trick.
A traditional.
Like that's how you they're like coming up as a young player, like that's how you bait your women in. Like when you tell her, you would do anything for me, like anything. And when she tell you, yeah, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna tell my partner, I'm gonna tell her, hey man, listen, I'm gonna come on, I'm gonna tell her. You got $500 for it, but you my partner. I'm going to give you the money. You give her the money, she going to give it back to me. You get it?
Okay.
And that's how I get her. Like, so, hey, look, my partner got $500. I need it. We broke. We ain't got nothing, baby. I need you to go over here. My partner got $500 for you. I'm going to sit in the car while you go take whole time. It's my money. But this is how I'm putting her down.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
It's just a process.
This is too much.
I'm stressed out. Way too much.
Yeah, too much. Let's talk about these gifts.
Back to the question. And we ain't even over there. Yeah. We right here.
So the gifts, is it, back to Angie's question, if you get one of them a gift, do you get all three of them a gift? No?
No.
So how do you do the gift?
It's just like with kids.
And let me say this. Your birthday.
But let me say this, though. Let me say this, though.
Pissed.
You got to reach a certain type of requirement to get gifts and shit from me.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that. You don't be buying women gifts like that.
No.
You don't?
They buy you gifts, though.
And I don't care about getting gifts. I mean, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Do they work? Do they have regular jobs? Or are they just...
No, they sell on their own. They do their own thing.
They do their own stuff. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Do their families know?
Know what?
That they're all in this relationship.
Yeah.
And do their families like you? Like the parents?
I don't care.
Is there any children involved?
Huh?
Is there any children involved? Who has kids?
Two of us.
Okay.
So you have two, but you have two kids, right?
I got three.
You have three. Do they all stay with you, or are they?
One.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There's one.
It's a busy household.
Mm. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So who does like the laundry and the cleaning? Y'all got maid service and all of that, or they be taking turns?
See, that's another thing.
Because I'm like an unofficial housewife. I cook and clean and all that shit and suck dick from the back. So not for real. So you know. I know what it is to have a lot of space to have to take care of and make sure that it's right at all times, and it's a lot for just one person to do. So is everybody pitching in and doing that? Or how is this working out? Like the domestic part of this relationship.
The reason why I shouted that way.
Oh,
yeah, you got.
She ain't holding home.
Yeah, you got. That's what I'm saying. The age thing. Like with me as a man, like I need for my woman to get up and clean up and cook. I don't need my woman to get up and get in no phone. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't get straight, especially if you ain't making $100,000 a week, $50,000 a week. Don't just get up and get in your motherfucking phone.
Okay.
No, so, I get up and handle business. Like, right. To me, that's part
on your phone, because being on your phone could be handling business.
Yeah, but at the same time, I get up and make sure my area is straight first. You see what I'm saying? Like, especially if I'm the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the breadwinner, I'm holding this shit together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get up and take care of the business and make sure I'm fed. Make sure you know what I'm saying, everything good around me while I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And if you kind of accommodate me in that area, it's like, that ain't no woman. Like, a woman going to make sure they man good.
I'd be like, what you want to eat? I go right on Uber Eats.
You know what?
Guess what? I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because I got so much going on.
Who want French toast?
To 30 missed calls, 50 text messages.
Right.
I got to respond to all these people. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool. Order me something to eat.
Yeah.
Clean up. Put me some boxes and drawers and my toothpaste. Put the toothpaste on the toothbrush.
You know what?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's too much.
They got to tie your shoes, too.
They got to wash your ass.
No, wash that. Don't touch my ass, man.
Now you're going too far.
Wait, now hold on.
All right, right now.
She can't even lick it or nothing.
No, don't.
What about
do
in front of it? Like the
No gooch or none of this shit.
No?
Okay.
No.
It's been ashes before. No gooch or none of that.
No, we can't do that.
Don't even try it.
Yeah, wow. We can't do that.
Do you talk about, like, subliminally, do you talk about your relationships in your music at all? With like this, like your, you know, the fact that you have. Okay.
Yeah,
what song?
No, like before jail, like okay. Before, yeah, I have.
That's how you know.
So this is something that's been
going on. It's not a new situation.
Yeah, this is new.
This is new. He hadn't been home that long.
He's saying
I only been home 8.5 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So but this situation is not
like
in any
like the
song.
Music before this, you didn't trust women at all. At all.
So well.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Do you trust all three of them?
Nah, I don't trust nobody.
You know what?
Nobody.
Now, Let me say this. I trust everybody to a certain extent, as far as I can see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. When you around me, I trust you. Like, when you leave, I don't know what's up with you.
Mm. That's not a good thing, though. Because I think the biggest trust you can have in somebody is, if I'm not in the room with you, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But at the same time, I respect what come with the game. Like, if I can trust you when you leave, then I know I love you. Like,
mm-hmm.
But if I don't trust you when you leave, then, you know, it can come, though. It can happen. Like, you can grow trust.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It can happen.
Yeah, trust is earned. Yeah, I don't feel like, I understand what you're saying. Earned. To a certain point, I trust you unless you prove otherwise.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, you have to earn.
Yeah.
You got to earn the trust of, when you're not around me, what are you doing? You got to prove that, because we won't know that until time passes.
And mm-hmm. I put people in situations to show me their trust. So,
mm-hmm.
So far, like I said, the one that's to the crib right now, she ain't been showing their trust. So,
oh, mm. All right. So, for instance, like a song like "Get Even,"
mm-hmm.
and that is kind of about trust. But what? Are you still a vindictive person? Like, if somebody do something to you, do you feel like you want to get revenge? Mm-mm. When it comes
Charlamagne is like, get even to me is more of a mental thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more of like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, get even with life. Not just get even with a person.
Okay.
But see, hearing me rap and looking at a video, you would think, oh, he talking this mm-hmm. shit. Mm-hmm. But the whole time, me mentally, I'm looking at it like, nah, I'm going to get even with, like, for being fucked up all my life, like, for being down, for being locked up, for being, I'm going to get even just with me, myself. You know what I'm saying? You know, I be at war with myself mm-hmm. mentally. So, you know, I'm going to get even. Not literally a person, but I'm going to put it in where they can understand it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because sometimes when you feel like somebody did something to me, I got to get them back. That shit weigh on you
nah,
so
get
much.
Even.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying, but yeah, that's what I was
even.
Thinking.
Just get in your bag, do take care of your business, stay on your shit, and stay positive, and don't worry about this shit.
Now, is there any coming back? Like you said, if somebody crosses you, have you ever forgiven somebody and taken them back, or is it always over?
It depends. It depends on the level of betrayal. Like, because you can betray me and it'd be like, all right, man, you know, you might say something behind my back and not even, like, it could have been unintentional. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, well, you were talking to somebody and then it made it back to me.
Right.
And then, you know, if it sounded like you was talking behind my back, and, you know, I might cut you out for a certain period of time, amount of time, and see how you react to it. You know what I'm saying? And then see that if you change, you know what I'm saying? Ah, yeah, well, you did it. Mm-hmm. You said it. But if you stay the same, like, nah, I ain't never, nah, I give him a chance, let you come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because people do make mistakes.
Yeah. That's what I said. Like, all right, you ain't changed up. Like, I got a partner I don't deal with. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't did the average shit that niggas do. Like, when you don't fuck with him, go drop diss songs, make statuses about you on Facebook. Oh, I used to fuck with that nigga. I did such and such for him, such and such. He don't fuck with me. He ain't doing nothing for me. He still ain't changed the whole time I've been out.
All right, I agree. Fair. Like, there's certain people you could forgive and certain people you could just not fuck with them like that, but you don't have to dislike them. Mm-hmm. And then there's certain people that go hard, do all kind of shit, and you like, I really can't never fuck with you again.
Yeah.
So it's just different levels.
Yeah,
of
see, when you go
not
hard,
fuckery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bingo. It's levels to it. Like, uh-huh. Certain shit you can come back from, certain shit you just can't come back from.
Now, do all three of your girlfriends squirt? Angela.
Nah, but I like the cream though. Yeah, the squirt, you can, that's cool. But like, let me say this. If I'm gone out there cause of Migos now, and you squirt, cool.
Anything goes.
Yeah. Like, fuck it. It's wild shit is up in this motherfucker. But boom. But if it's just natural, we just having morning sex or
Can I tell you something?
What were you going to say? Hold on. He was about to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, now, if you just bust, man, like, all right, cool. But damn.
So, as a squirter, that's not something that you can control.
Yeah,
it happens.
I'm saying, how do you
like, you could try to hold it back, but sometimes that shit just,
it doesn't flatter you.
So, you can't really say that. Like, bitch, what you doing?
One thing I learned about a squirter, well, me, the squirters I done had, two or three I done had, they only squirt one time mm-hmm. during the whole session. So I kind of like to get that over missionary. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it, I feel it, mm-hmm. but I don't.
It's not like all over you.
Yeah.
So you never ate a girl out and she squirted on your
don't
face?
Do
why? You nasty,
nah,
right?
Nah.
Not even off the Casamigos?
Nah. In the honey?
I don't know how I react.
You probably don't remember off the Casamigos.
I might
get
so mad and just say, just go to bed.
Why would you be mad?
Because you just did that in my face.
Listen, one time, I got a story to tell. So this one time, I told y'all this before. I'm having some sexual intercourse with a young gentleman, and he was hitting from the back. And I squirted. And then I heard him gargling, and I looked back, and it was in his mouth. Like, he caught it in his mouth.
I like that she did that right while you were drinking your drink.
Right. That's what he did. I'm just being like, ooh, you nasty. Yeah, that happened.
I wish I knew who the culprit was.
I'll tell you.
You probably somebody knows.
Well, he probably don't know him, but it's
somebody knows.
He's an ex-football player. Yeah, okay, so he might know who it is.
In my mouth, that's different.
He went for it. I didn't purposely.
That's
nice. It was from the bag.
That's nice.
That's nice. That's, Yeah.
It would have munched.
That's definitely the first time that ever happened to me.
Now, munch is somebody who likes to eat.
Don't say so for a nigga catching it, he's a certified
muncher. He's a platinum star muncher, in my opinion.
I think that's kind. I think that's nice.
And then there's no mess to clean up.
It was a little weird.
You want me to catch it?
So since you're against it, you're against golden showers.
Huh?
You're against golden showers. You don't mind being peed on, or you peeing on
somebody? Nah, don't pee on me.
He don't even like getting squirted on.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think I want to pee on you.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Would you be mad if you were coming in a girl's mouth, like say she was giving you sucking your dick, and then she moved out the way when you came, or was like?
Yeah, don't do that. That's disrespectful.
See, now how do you think a woman would feel?
Right.
Yeah, but
it's kind of the same thing.
At that moment, that dick feel good, so don't make that dick mad and move.
What about her?
Yeah, but you is coming. You shouldn't even be looking down.
You is coming.
So it don't take for me to be on you for you to feel good, but for you to stay on me, that feel good.
Mm. Wait, now
so
hold
don't
on.
Bag Wait, up, because when I come, I'm finna come and put it back in your mouth. So I want that feeling. So when you move away, it's like.
What if she move away because she want to catch it on her face?
That's different. Okay. I'm talking about move away or like move away.
Okay.
Like if she move away, want to catch it on
her face. Yeah, it's never cool.
But that's what I'm saying for him too. He shouldn't move.
No, he shouldn't.
Catch it.
No, because catch she ain't.
It. Try it one time.
No.
It's probably good.
You must did it.
Most definitely. And they liked it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a squirter too.
So you liked it?
Of course I liked squirting.
No, I'm saying, do you know what like that means?
You like
you're
that.
Like that.
You're like that. Like,
oh, she
like,
ain't like that?
No, I'm not. I'm a squirter. But
I'm a good time.
I would tell you, don't come in my mouth.
Oh, okay. So you ain't like that.
I'm not like that.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
She said I'm not like
Is there anything
that?
Like she on her way.
In certain categories, I'll get I'm there. Like that. I'm like that. In certain categories, yeah, like that, that's I ain't like that.
Like that, I ain't like that.
Is there anything that you haven't done that you would like to try?
Nah.
Do you watch porn?
Yeah, I love porn.
Favorite
like
category?
What, yeah,
but
what
I like to do it
what's
myself.
What's your go-to?
I like to get the head. I like to get my dicks.
No, what's your go-to
porn
category?
Not in life.
No, oh, you like to go ahead. I'm going to type in big oil booty dick sucking.
Grease it up.
Yo.
That's so funny.
That's very specific.
Very, very specific.
Let me see what come out. What is it again?
Big oil booty each other?
Yeah. Dick sucking.
Say how, what is it? What is the word?
Big oil booty dick sucking. Cherokee might pop up.
You know what?
Okay. He got favorites.
So you like
right.
black? You like black women in porn?
Yeah.
And you like big butts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are your three girlfriends, are they black?
Yeah.
They got big butts?
Yeah.
She can be down there fat. Their boobs? Do they have boobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you a boob guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like a workout. Mm. I like a good, like, I like a sweat. So I like them chunky.
Chunky.
And I like for them to fuck back.
Okay.
No starfish.
Yeah, don't just lay there.
All
yeah, they just lay there like.
Okay. Yeah, don't
you ever
do
had
that.
An injury during sex?
No,
you never heard just a child.
That ain't okay.
No, I ain't gonna lie, that's it.
It do. That's the whole vibe. For real, because you got to get in a stretching position to
Could
get
you
it out.
Imagine?
For real, so I'm butt naked, ass naked on the floor in the stretching position. Like, here I come, here I come.
Could you imagine he catch it
right
while
you're turning on? Suck that dick.
Wait, imagine he catch it while you coming.
Oh,
I'd
man.
Be so tight.
Hold on.
I'd be like,
what?
You better work through that shit.
Hold on. What?
You catch Charlie the Charlie horse while she coming.
While I'm coming?
The Charlie horse while she coming.
Ooh, you would be shattered.
Nah, you gonna keep going.
I just gotta smoke some weed or something.
Nah, I'll probably lay you down and just jump on you.
Oh, bingo. Just, bingo.
Come on, Lord.
Bingo.
That'll work.
She gonna probably sit on your face and squirt in your mouth.
Oh. No.
Anything else, Lord?
Let me say this right here. It never happened. So I just imagined, right, while we were just talking, if a motherfucker just jumped on my face and squirted in my mouth, like on that Casamigo, I might not say nothing right
there. That's what I'm saying.
But the next day, I'm gonna tell my brother, man, it be squirting in my mouth. Man.
And you might love it.
And I love it.
I'm going to say, bro.
Flashback.
You might love it.
Nah, I'm going to be mad.
Nah, you might like
no,
it.
Nah, because she's going to tell
fine.
Everybody.
Now, I got to ask you this. Would you have a problem with a woman who doesn't shave her legs?
Yeah. Don't put no hair on your leg, man.
Don't put no hair on your legs. What? It just grow like that naturally.
Nah, you don't do that.
What do you mean? Put the hair on your legs.
I could never get a slot.
Jasmine.
In the wintertime, I'm Jasmine the worst at shaving my legs.
Nair don't work.
She don't care. Clearly.
I don't have patience for that.
You ain't doing it.
How long y'all keep Nair on you?
Like 5-6 minutes, right?
Yes, it's a really short time.
It stinks too.
That's looking good for your man though.
I feel like this is not good, but in the wintertime, I don't shave my legs like I'm supposed to.
A lot of people supported you, Jasmine. A lot of women said they also don't shave their legs in the winter.
Yeah.
Do you shave, Finesse? Do you like manscaping on
that? The whole thing. I like all of it. So.
When did you start doing that?
What?
Like, when did you start
saying that? When I was young, I was like 15.
Really?
You started young.
I had a 30-year-old. She was like, they don't like them like this. And mm-hmm. I was like them like what?
All that hair.
And she was like, all that hair.
We don't like to get it caught in the back of our throat.
Bingo. I noticed that because, like, girls used to... Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, well, I'm just getting some head and I ain't tripping. But boom, so now they don't do that no more.
Yeah, because there ain't no hair.
And when they see it, and it look better on porn. It look better when you're recording.
It's like very clean.
Ooh, that motherfucker.
So how many videos do you have of yourself, you think? Like endless amounts of videos?
Probably about 20-something.
Do you own them?
They in my phone, so I own them.
So they don't
have the copyrights?
They don't have copies of it?
She got them, yeah. But I ain't tripping it because I ain't ashamed.
So do you watch them like while you're on the road and stuff?
Yeah, I hit their dick.
While you watch your own self?
Most definitely.
Do you ever?
That's the best.
Are you ever critical of your performance? Like,
no.
I could have did that better.
Watching your own porn and masturbating is top tier.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all don't do that?
I've never masturbated. No. And watch. No, not the same time. No.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Dope. And you then I'm so burnt out.
I'm so burnt out. I would have to have a video of myself.
You know, you got the part where you can link the code to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it on the TV.
I put it on my MacBook.
Yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Do you fuck different when you know you filming it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's like when you sucking dick and the flash go, come on. You got to go, damn.
It's up. Yeah.
Showtime. The flash, you know, you have to look, you look at the camera?
But yes.
And
don't let it be a mirror behind the bed because I'm watching myself.
Oh, baby. Yeah. I do like watching myself.
And the reflection
mirror.
Of the phone.
Yeah. I like the side, like the mirror. I like side mirrors.
I like, yeah.
So what's the difference like when you fucking on camera and not on camera? Like, what do you do differently when you know you film?
Because I know I'm finna watch this shit. So it's like,
damn.
Shine.
Spotlight.
He said shine.
You gotta shine. Like, even sometimes I done been caught up like, oh shit, you on camera. Like, you know,
right.
And she gonna talk about you tomorrow. Like, wow. Look, you guys tired right here. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
What you be doing? Like, you be playing right behind your head.
Yeah. That move right there. Like, I like when you do that move. What move? That one right there.
That one right there.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Are you a talker in the bedroom?
Yes, I talk a lot of shit.
Okay.
Yeah. I please. Mm-hmm. One thing about me, I listen to women. Like if I date a woman, I'ma listen to her and I'ma ask questions. See, a lot of men, they might listen to women, but they ain't really hearing them. Like, I'ma digest everything you telling me and I'ma remember it.
Okay.
And I'ma do it. And I'm the type of nigga that asks you how you want your pussy ate.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, like I understand some women don't like certain things. So
ask everybody around the room.
How you like your pussy ate?
Good.
How?
No, you gotta explain it.
I'm like,
he caught me off guard. I don't like the motored tongue. Don't do that. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Like, don't do that. I like you to just, you know, lick inside of the lips, outside of the lips. I like for you to stick your tongue in my pussy too.
Cool.
That feels pretty good.
Finger in the
pretty
board.
Good. Yeah.
Two fingers.
It depends on the night.
No, no, like not, she's no two picturing fingers. It.
Okay.
Right.
But I didn't think about it. I never thought about
that's
it.
Nobody ever asked me.
How you like it?
No, for real. Because
like
nobody
it
ever asked you that? I don't think
like,
so.
You like it wet.
Okay. Yeah. I like for your tongue to just.
I like when a guy asks me that because I'm.
You know,
I want to tell you. I want you
and
to
I like to be fingered while I'm getting eaten out as well.
See, women. Some women don't like that.
I don't like that.
Exactly. So you have to ask women.
Sometimes I do.
I like a thumb in my butt.
I'm letting
but
men
you can
know.
Keep your fingers out my
sometimes
butt.
Sometimes I do.
Bowling ball. Me, I don't like anything in my butt.
Bowling ball. Put thumb in my butt.
Yeah.
That's
good. I snuck that one in from the back one day on one who never had the.
And what she do?
Oh, she went crazy.
She liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, some people like that and some people don't.
Yeah, it's good. When I'm drinking, when I'm drunk, like if we having sex and I'm drunk and I'm nice, yeah, I don't mind it.
Jasmine?
I think I'll go with everything she said, minus the I don't want the finger in my butt.
but what if you drunk?
But
what
do you?
What if out of nowhere what do you just want? Feel something different?
I like everything that she said. I'm cool with everything she said except the finger in the butt. Don't stay in one area too long.
Yeah,
like don't just be
navigate.
They
navigate,
like, you know,
dance around.
Yeah, dance around.
So the thighs.
Not
about the
thighs.
Exactly. The inside of the thighs.
We talking about.
Okay, so leave the inside of the thighs alone.
Yeah, that's fine, but we're talking
maybe
about
in the beginning. But once you get past,
once you get there, stay there.
So when you there, stay there.
Stay there.
I'm learning.
Stay
there.
And when I'm thrusting, don't move. Like that means I like what you're doing.
So
yeah, that's my go-to. Like I'm gonna fuck your face.
Okay.
I might grab the whole back of your head and fuck your face. I get aggressive with it. I might bust your lip or something.
Right up?
yeah, because I like pressure. So I play with toys.
Oh, so okay. So you like your clitoris to be?
I don't want it. I don't want it bit on or nothing like that.
So you come from riding.
I want your tongue to be hard. Like
so, you come from riding. Like
I can.
You like your clit pressed against?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you ask everybody and they'll tell you something different.
Exactly.
And I also like the tongue inside.
Cool.
I came
like that recently,
right.
And it surprised the shit out of me. It came from out of nowhere. It was good. And I don't know. I like when you use your whole mouth.
Like, don't eat my pussy. No, put your whole face, put your whole mouth. Like, give me something.
Whole
like,
mouth,
I want you to, make out with my pussy. Like, I want you to tongue kiss and
that's nice.
I can dig it. I just met more clitoris women. Like, stay on my clit, you know.
I mean, because that's where the fun happens. Yeah. Like, that's where the orgasm
that's
comes
where
from.
The fun happens.
Do you prefer to come fast from that, or do you like for it to take a longer time? Because I feel like, and when guys get their dicks sucked, I feel like y'all like for it to take, a long time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to edge that thing and bring it back.
Right? Yeah.
I'm going to get it right there.
I'm going to bring that thing back.
And start over.
Yeah.
Hit the reset button on
this.
Angela, why don't you answer the question?
How you would like...
I like it.
I was waiting to get to it.
I like it gentle. I don't like thrusting.
Okay.
And I do like the clitoris. I like that. I don't like a finger. And like you said, you like for it to move around. I kind of am more into consistency because sometimes you could be doing it. I could be about to come and then you switch it up and fuck up my whole vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd be like,
then you got to start over.
Yeah.
It's going to take longer.
That's why
now.
I say I'm a talker because I can say, like, if I feel you moving away, I'm saying, I'm eating that pussy, right? Like, I'm going to say something. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to stay right there. All right,
communication
this the
is
right
the key
thing.
To all success and happiness.
You're funny. So do you have jokes when you fucking? Like, do you?
Recently, we just started joking in the middle of fucking. Like, I just started joking.
Like what?
Like, just like in the middle of
random
nowhere.
Random shit.
Just some laughing shit. Like, especially when I nut. Like, you might be like, oh, shit.
So you come loud.
God damn.
That's so funny.
And then there it is.
Of course he does.
I'll be like, mm-hmm. might sound like a bitch then.
Wait, what'd you just say?
Like, when you nut like that, like, I come loud. Like,
okay.
So, you know, you might sound like a bitch when you nut. Like,
does your whole body, like, shake? Do your legs
I lock up.
Do your legs get numb? Oh, you lock up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you catch a Charlie horse.
Yeah. Nah, my whole is like a...
You're so funny.
Yeah, I felt the couch.
Do you have the TV on, listen to music or anything when you have sex? Or you like it quiet?
Yes, you be fucking music, to your own music?
Music.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I was gonna
ask. I love fucking the slow music.
Slow music.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do y'all like having sex with the TV on?
No.
I don't. Sometimes it's a distraction.
Nah, it's like typing in homemade porn on Pornhub.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You'll get just the TV in the background and the fucking, like, this week.
Unless it's porn on. Like, unless it's that. But
because you ever had something on the TV
regular.
While you having sex and just throw your whole shit away?
Right. You're like, oh, focus with the TV.
Right.
Yeah, I can't.
And you'd be like, oh, BMF is on. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
Oh, my God. No. They'll blow it.
Don't let them start having sex on TV while you having sex. It's kind of a weird thing.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Like, I feel awkward here.
That happens.
What's the craziest place you ever had sex?
I think, like, it was under like a Vidoc.
A what?
If y'all know what a Vidoc, like a pad, like when you go under a bridge, you're like, and the car pass over it.
Okay.
You're walking from school up under that joint.
Underpass.
Yeah, and you know it's like a little door that you can, like a little small little door, like, and it's a little, you can kind of up in it just a little bit. To the point where you think you hiding, but you ain't.
Yeah. Oh, was it daytime?
But you know, it's the yellow lights, the orange lights on there. So it's like, let's walk under the bridge to do this.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Meditated.
How old were you when you did that?
Like 13.
Oh, okay.
13?
Yeah.
He was bad as hell.
Damn.
Yeah, I started really.
Bad little nigga. How old was you when you lost your virginity?
Like 11.
How old was she?
Oh, Lord.
Like 14.
You didn't know what she was doing either, did you?
Hell no.
Nah.
There's no way.
What age were you around when you figured out, like, all right, this is what I should be doing?
Far as fuck?
Sex-wise.
Yeah.
14. Mm. Yeah, I learned real fast. Them porns. I was the kid that, like, I knew where my grandma kept her tapes at.
Nah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, damn. I was that kid.
Your grandma had tapes.
Yeah, I remember the old VHS flicks, the black and white ones.
What, like porn?
Yes.
Your grandma had
70s porn. Bound chicken.
Yeah, with the music playing.
I wasn't
masturbating nothing, but I just used to watch it.
Like, and that was before fake asses and all of that.
That was pussy had her on it.
Yep. That's what I just said. That's what she just said. Yeah. Afro pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, every pussy.
How you feel about that now? Because I know you Manscaped, so how do you feel about
cool
a woman having
that,
hair?
Because they were playing back then. I don't want to feel all that shit. I ain't trying to lick on all that shit either. That shit's mystery.
And you don't have it, so.
I don't know how to find it.
Mystery?
Yeah.
This thing is crazy.
Wow.
The Jungle Book.
Well, listen, Finesse Two Times, we had an amazing time
you
with you today.
You are fucking hilarious. Like, I had no idea that you was this funny.
Right. It's hilarious. Like,
for real. You're funny as shit.
Because you know what? But you know what makes me know he's funny? When you see his social media posts. But like you said, it's been a lot of growth. I remember when you dated Erica Banks for a hot second. Right. And then you was like, I don't want to be with... And people thought you were talking about her.
Right.
With no woman that talks to me like...
Yeah, and I wasn't even talking about her.
Right. And people assumed it, though. Because that's what I was saying. He never said her name.
Right.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It was like... I was just explaining a situation that I had. I was just on the phone with somebody young, and she called me and was like, what's up, gang? And I was like, the fuck? I'm 30. What you mean, gang?
I'm 30.
The fuck? Like, the fuck you talking about, gang? Like, and then I was like, I gotta say something about this shit. Like, cause it's like the second, third time, but I'm so humble, like, and down to earth, like, I let certain shit, but I'm like, all right, listen, this is what's going on. But it was around the time we was having our little situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they took it like that, but it was kind of in the same, but it wasn't the same. Like, she was all right, but it, like, I'm big on age. I got to have me an older woman. She got to know how to eat that dick. She got to eat that dick. She can't just, when she want to, she got to know she supposed to suck that dick in the morning when they getting out of work. I shouldn't have to tell you, come on, eat that dick. I supposed to be having to tell you, hold on, wait, I ain't ready yet.
Like when you sleep and you wake up in the morning to that, that's amazing. We like that too, by the way.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
Let's put it out.
Okay,
cool. Alarm clock me, baby.
That's how you know it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, so, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough because we saw that. But I agree with you. And I don't like when guys be calling me bro.
Yeah.
Like, or sis.
Sis.
Yeah. No, sis cool coming from
not somebody you dating.
Person.
Somebody no. I like. Hell I don't want them calling me sis.
Hell no. They don't even. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we just had this conversation earlier. You just don't do that.
You just don't do that.
Some shit you can do, and it's just some shit you just don't do. Mm-hmm. You just don't do that shit. Yeah. Gang.
Gang. What's up, gang?
What's up?
What? Where you at, gang?
What's up with you, my boy?
I had to go. Exactly. And I had to go back and look in the text message, like, you need to find why I asked this bitch how old she was at. 22. It's my fault.
That's it right there.
I'm done.
Do you like arguing? Because there's some guys that like to argue.
I like to debate.
Okay.
I like to pick women's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini, too. Yeah. And I was with a Gemini my whole life. They all be...
We.
Because some guys get turned on by, like, arguing.
Y'all. Y'all, the Gemini right men.
Yes.
Y'all.
Okay.
Maybe y'all.
Yeah, I mean, but I like to debate. I like to pick women's brain. I like to see how far they can think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I like to push women.
Yeah.
Because, like, I grew up in a house with women.
Okay.
And I know, like, I feel like I know what it takes. Like, if my mama would have did this, if my auntie would have did that, they would have been better off. So, sometimes I test women, like, you know what I'm saying? No matter if you got money or not. I just test.
You always testing somebody.
You got to.
Professor Finesse.
Right. No, but for real, honestly, thank you so much for coming through. And we're excited to see, like, everything that you... And anything else that you wanted to let us know? Like, tours? What else is happening?
Oh, we got... Me and Moneybagg Yo got the compilation coming up this summer.
Okay. You are working.
Yes. Most definitely. So, we got that coming up. That's going to be real big. It's going to be a Bread Gang thing. So... You know, it's going to be Big Homie G and, you know, CEO Big 30 and, you know what I'm saying, the whole Brick Gang. So, you know, it's going to be big.
And we're like, would you do reality television maybe? Would you have a problem putting your relationship out there?
Now, you know, I'm starting to film like my polygamy situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I might do something later on, but right now, like I said, I got one kick to the curry right now.
Oh, Lord. So, she'll have her back though, right?
That's good.
She'll be back.
Yeah, I think you're about to let her back.
When she come back, let her know.
If she willing to pick up what I'm putting down, I might let her back.
He wants
be
back.
To be continued.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, to be continued.
He liked the little drama. Look.
He
like it.
Yeah,
he and the other bit. Women like her.
See?
They with her right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
she in them.
Okay.
Bet not.
She texting her right now, like, girl,
she is. She texting her, though.
I know, she is.
She is. Yeah.
We talking about you.
Yeah,
you right
I just
back.
Found out this morning. Yeah, I just found out this morning that they was texting about me. Yeah. So y'all ain't lying. Yeah, they texting about me now. Yeah, they is. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
He do be hurting, girl. Yeah.
Aww.
I heard.
He miss you. She like, he miss you, girl.
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah.
You do miss her.
Mm-hmm.
You do miss her.
You do.
Now she gotta pick up what I'm putting down. Then I
said you do miss her. You do miss her though, right?
Yeah, of course. But
okay, that's all we ask.
But if I can't,
picking up nothing.
See, you're right now. I need some men.
Nope. It's no. This is international. Women's Month. It's just us.
It's Women's History.
It's Women's Month and it's International Women's Day.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
I'm gonna let the women have it.
Okay. Period. All right.
It's y'all month. Y'all got it.
So you need to get all three of them presents today.
Okay.
All three of them.
All three of them.
Or at least the deuce that's standing.
A gift.
Something thoughtful.
All right, all three got to come on your face. Let me tell you something though. I probably then been squirted on before.
Yes, you ain't.
And I was drunk. Cause I done woke up plenty mornings and asked, man, what happened last night?
Ooh.
And motherfuckers just rolled over. We had a time.
I'm pretty sure they done squirted on my shit.
Yep, you done woke up face wet.
Yeah. Or dry.
That's probably why I needed some water,
a couple of times, like mouth real dry.
Salty.
Yeah, they were.
Y'all mess.
But Finesse, two times, thank you so much. And we are so happy to see all the success you've been having.
Yes.
And congrats you a lot more. It's way up, but it is lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.